Lord, we thank you this morning because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We thank you because of all of your thoughts towards us. They are of good, they are for peace, and they are not for evil. And we thank you for all that you are to us. The Lord is our shield and our strength, our defense and our rock and our high tower. And the Lord is strong and mighty in battle for us. We give you praise, Lord, for this weekend, a time that we set apart to get closer to you. And we know, Lord, that you have said unto us that ye shall not seek me in vain. Therefore, for everyone that have taken time to separate themselves and to pray unto you and to seek your face, even as you promised, we know, Lord, that you will give a special blessing. We give you all praise and glory. Glorify yourself, Lord, in the message of the Lord this morning. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus, everybody. Hallelujah. Come on, you can do better. Amen. Put your hands for Jesus. Amen. Now, this morning, the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. That's the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. And so he will be for you. I'm going to start here in Psalms 24. Then I'm going to tell you a story from the Bible, of course. But let's start here in Psalm 24. Hopefully I won't preach too long. Psalm 24. And I know that every time I say I won't preach too long, that's when I preach long. So I'll try not to do that this morning. Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory, he asks. Well, that's a rhetorical question, because he knows who it is. You know, the Lord strong, amen, and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and ye even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And he asks again, who is this King of glory? Oh my, he said, the Lord of hosts. You know, he is the King of glory. So the message this morning is the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now when you are faced with trouble and harassment from the enemy, the devil and maybe your enemies, whatever it is, you know, you got to turn it over to the Lord. Amen. Now let's look at this story here this morning. I have about three examples. Well, I have more examples, but I'm only going to use three. The three examples of some people that looked unto the Lord when they were in dire situations. When they turned their problems over to the Lord. And then let's see what the Lord did in such situations. We're going to start here at Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah 37. Now, this is, you know, I'm going to click everybody here that I'm going to talk about. They will be facing some situations that is beyond their strength. And we're going to see, you know, what they did in each case of these situations that was beyond their strength. And how did they handle this situation? Now, this is the story of Hezekiah. It's an interesting reading if you read the whole chapter of Isaiah 37. But I won't read all of it. I am going to start here at verse 10. And I will read a few verses. And I'll tell you the verses that I'm going to read as I go along. I'm going to read first verses 10 to 20. I'll tell you a story behind that. So, you know, let me read starting at verse 10 of Isaiah chapter 37. Thus shall ye speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah. Now, this is Sennacherib. And he's going to mock Hezekiah. He's going to mock the Lord and all of these things here. You know, there's a background to this story, but let's just jump right in here. Thus shall you speak to Hezekiah, the king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, in whom thou trusted, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given to the hand of the king of Assyria. Behold, thou hast heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all the lands by destroying them, you know, utterly. And shall thou be delivered? Look, we've destroyed all the other people. So do you think that you are going to be delivered from our hands? And do you think that, you know, all these people that have made a league, you know, under you and so forth, that they, you know, that's going to help you? You know, we're going to wipe you all up. He told him. And he asked him also, have the gods of the nations delivered them, which my fathers have destroyed? You know, all of these people, Bilhah, Gozan, and Haran, and Rezeph, and the children of Eden, which, you know, were in Telethar. He said, look, did their gods help them? We wipe them out. So don't let your God deceive you that you are not going to fall into our hands. So you better surrender. So he told him. And he said, look, so where is the king of Hagmath? And where is the king of Arphaxad, you know, or Arphaxad? And the king of the city of Sepharvaim? And he asked them all these questions. Where are they today? Of Hannah and Iva and all these things. These are all the places that they had destroyed. So he counted him, and he counted all the names and so forth. And he sent this message, and he actually even sent a letter. See, he wrote all these things in a letter to the king of Judah, Hezekiah at the time. And then he said, look, you better surrender. You know, if you don't surrender and make yourself our servants, we're going to come in and destroy you, just like we've done to all these other people. And don't you think for one minute that your God is going to be able to save you, he told him. You know, so well, in verse 14, Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and he read it. Now, so, some of you in here this morning may have received a letter or a bad report of some kind. You know, so what are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, sometimes you may even get a letter of a query on your job. You know, I've had some, you know, people in the nursing field tell me sometimes they get this, you know, they get these queries about these things and so forth on their job. You know, you may receive a letter, you know. You may even receive a letter of termination. What are you going to do about it? Or you may receive a bill of bad health from your doctor, you know, that says, well, you know, you know, your condition is like this and that and so forth. You know, what are you going to do about the letter? You know, if you receive such bad tidings, what are you going to receive? What are you going to do? Well, let's see what Hezekiah did. Hezekiah, he read this letter, and he went straight away to the house of the Lord. And he spread the letter before the Lord. So he's saying, Lord, you know, there's a letter written not to me, but unto you. I'm going to turn this problem over to you. Can you say amen? So Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord. Now listen to the elements of Hezekiah's prayer. Now his great-grandfather, you know, David, you know, had done something similar. And his grandfather, Jehoshaphat, and all these people, they've done things, similar things. You know, so he knew, you know, this kind of looking unto the Lord was in the family. You know, so he said, look, O Lord God of hosts, you are the God of Israel that dwelleth between the cherubims. Thou art the God, the very God, and alone you are God. Of all of the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Now that's the first thing that Hezekiah did, is to pump up the Lord. Hello, somebody? Yeah, you tell him how great he is. That's right. When you are faced with a dire situation, don't just come saying, Lord, do this, Lord, do that. You know, no. First of all, you come and you say, Lord, you are the very God that has made heaven and earth. And there is no king like you. And your kingdom is one that can never end. You tell him those great things. Hallelujah. And when you give him that praise and you exalt him, then you begin to lay down your request. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. And open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of this Sennacherib, which he has sent today to reproach the living God. Now, so, this Hezekiah, he's going to approach this thing in the spiritual. Hello, somebody. He's not going, well, you know, this man will challenge me and so forth. He's not worried about himself right now. He is saying to the Lord, this man has reproached your name. How did he reproach your name? Look, you know, he has, you know, he said all these things. So listen to verse 18. He said, of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all those nations and all those countries that they testified of in their letter. They did all those things to those people. And they cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods. Hallelujah. So this guy is not telling, look, all those things they did to those people and they boasted of, sure they did those things, and they did those and destroyed their gods, because those gods were no gods. They were works of wood and stone and works of men's hands. He said, but you are the living God. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, look, they destroyed them because they were no gods. Now therefore, O Lord our God, you know, arise, he's telling him. Arise and save us from his hand. Why? So that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou alone. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, when you put it to the Lord like that, it's kind of hard for him to not rise up to the challenge. Amen? Amen, somebody? Because you are telling him to do this for his own glory. You are asking him, say, look, do this, Lord, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the very God. Oh my. And when you put it to the Lord like that, you know, then the Lord is going to be jealous for his name. Hello, somebody? The Lord is going to be jealous for his name. The Lord is not going to allow the heathen to put a reproach to his name and do nothing about it, especially when the children of the Lord challenge the Lord in this way. Amen. So here's what the Lord said. Listen to the Lord's answer. You know, Hezekiah, he knew that he really didn't have any strength against his people. You know, because, you know, he couldn't go up against them. But he made it the Lord's fight. Hello? He said, look, Lord, I know you are the Lord of hosts. You are strong and mighty in battle. You know, those other gods, they were no gods. That's why they did those things. But you are the Lord our God. You know, the Lord of hosts. Host means armies. You know, and the Lord himself is the captain of the Lord's hosts himself. You know, so he said, look, we know that you can stand up for us. And we ask you to stand up on our behalf and glorify your name. Hallelujah. And listen to what the Lord, you know, answered him. The Lord sent Isaiah, the prophet, to him and said to him, verse 21, whereas thou hast prayed to me against this Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. And the Lord began to tell him, look, he's going to become nothing, and so forth like that. You know, the children, the daughter of Jerusalem will despise him and so forth. You know, and then he said, verse 23, the Lord answered and said, whom hast thou reproached? This is the Lord's answer based on the prayer of Hezekiah. And this is the word that the Lord is going to say because of what Hezekiah prayed. The Lord's not going to speak to his enemy. And the Lord always answers you in kind. You know, if you tell the Lord how great he is and that the people are reproaching his name, then the Lord will tell you or tell your enemy that, look, you have reproached the name of the Lord. And I'm going to do something about it. Amen? So the Lord stood up for him and said, look, who is it that you have reproached and blasphemed? Because Hezekiah understood that it wasn't just, you know, he wasn't wrestling against just flesh and blood. He was going to make it the Lord's fight. You know, who is it that you have, you know, blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice? The Lord tells Sennacherib. And against whom hast thou lifted up your eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. So now God is going to be jealous for his name. And listen to verse 26. Hast thou not heard long ago how I have done it, and of ancient terms how I have performed it? Now I have brought it to pass. You know, they said, asking the question, have I now brought these things to pass? Have I now delivered the children of Israel from the Amorites and all of these people and brought them to this place so that you may lay it waste and make it a ruinous heap? Have I done all that? Now here's the question I want to ask you this morning. Has the Lord saved you and delivered you and done all these things for you in order to deliver you up to the hands of the devil? Hello? Listen to this question that the Lord asked the enemy here. He said, look, haven't you heard what I have done for my people? How I have brought them from the land of Egypt and delivered them from the Amorites, the Amalekites, and all of these people, and brought them into this land to establish them a people forever? Have I done all of that so that I may give them over to you for you to destroy them? Hello? I mean, God's a good lawyer. You know. So, let me ask you this morning. The Lord who saved you, the Lord who delivered you, some of you, God has healed you from untold sicknesses and diseases. God has bailed you up of so many things. And you are sitting in here today because God has redeemed you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Now the Lord who has done all of that, you know, and who has brought you into his kingdom of light, and to give you a kingdom that shall not be moved. Shall he now leave you up to the enemy to play ping pong with your life? Hello? Okay, so that's God's answer. God said, no, you're not going to do it. And so God is finally going to stand up for you. And listen to verse 35. For I will defend this city. Amen. Now the city in those days, you know, and so forth like that, you know, was besieged. But that's like God will defend you. Amen. And I will save it for my own sake. And for my servant David's sake, because he promised David that there shall not lack a man, you know, from his lineage that will sit on his throne. So he said, look, I'm going to do these things for my own. And that's God's answer when Hezekiah presented his case before the Lord. And now let's look at Hezekiah's great grandfather. His name was David. And of course, you know the story, and I've preached about it many times here in the Bible. But let's go on to 1 Samuel 17 real quick. And this is when David was going to go up against Goliath. You know, but I'm not going to tell the story of David going up against Goliath this morning, because I've told that several times here in the church. But I'm just going to read a couple of verses to you to see how David approached this situation. You know, unlike the others, let's see the way David looked at it. You know, so you know the story, how David was sent to go and check on his brothers and so forth. And he got there, he found they were not really fighting because Goliath was terrorizing them and so forth. And nobody could take up his challenge, the Goliath's challenge. So, verse 25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up? Now listen to this. Everybody, when David asked what's going on here, listen to what the people said. The people said, look, this man has come up to defy Israel. That's what the people said. But I want you to bear that in mind. This man has come up to defy Israel, and it shall be that whosoever will kill this man and so forth, the king will give him all his blessings, his daughter, and all these kind of things. So, now David said, okay. David now spoke to the man that was staying by him, stood by him, and said, look, what shall be done to this man that had killed this Philistine, and take away this reproach from Israel? And who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Now, already, David is changing his opinion here. He's changing it from defying Israel. Amen? Hello? People say this man is bringing a reproach to Israel. David said, no, he's bringing a reproach to the living God. So already, David is making his God's fight. And when you make it God's fight, the Lord will be jealous for his name. And God was jealous for his name that day, and you know the end of the story, David slew that Goliath. And when David went before Saul, you know, to be prepared for battle against Goliath, you know, David told him the same thing. David told Saul this thing. Saul was the king. He, you know, told him the story of how God delivered the lion and the bear and so forth into his hand to ready him for such a time as this. David said, God prepared me for such a time as this by the various things that he has already accomplished in my life before. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. You know, you gain strength for today from yesterday's victories. Hallelujah. And the testimonies of yesteryears and the things that God has done for you before to arm you with renewed strength for the present conflict. Hallelujah. Now, so David, he told Saul, he said, look, you know, I destroyed the lion and the bear and all these things, you know, and thy servant who slew both the lion and the bear will slay this uncircumcised Philistine today. That's verse 36. You know, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Now, he didn't say he defied the armies of Israel. Hello? Everybody said this man has defied the armies of Israel. No, David said this man has defied the armies of the living God. Do you see the difference, people? If you see the difference, say yes. Now, David was going to approach this battle in the spiritual. He's going to make it God's fight so that God can be jealous for his name. Now, that's how you get the victory. Hallelujah, somebody. It's too quiet in here this morning. That's how you get the victory. When you can make it God's fight, when you can turn the situation around and say, look, Lord, you know, because the Bible says the reproaches of them that reproach you have fallen upon me. That's in Psalm 68, and I believe verse 9. God, you know, would, you know, when you turn it around and say, look, Lord, it's not me that they have reproached, you know, but they have reproached your name. Now be jealous, Lord, for your name, because you are the God, the very God, the creator of the ends of the earth, the one whose arm has gotten him the victory, the one that parted the Red Sea, made it to stand up on hips on every side, so that the ransom can go through on dry land. When you tell God those things, God will shake himself up. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. You say God will shake himself up? Absolutely. Isaiah 28 and verse 21. The Bible says, then God will arise and bestir himself. Amen? He will bestir himself. Put it up. Isaiah 28 and 21. Let everybody see. You know, open it in your Bible. God will bestir himself. And he will stir up himself as he did in Mount Perazim. And he will bestir himself as he did in the valley, you know, of Gibeon, to bring to pass his work, his strange work that he's going to do in delivering you. Amen? And what did he do in the, Mount Perazim? What did he do there? Well, in Mount Perazim, you can read that in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 20. David went through that place, wiped them all out. You know, by the strength of the Lord, he did that. I don't have time to go into that story because I want to keep this brief. You know, so that's what happened in Mount Perazim. David named the place Perazim after he did all that, because the Lord did a great slaughter of his enemies by his hand that day. And then, what did the Lord do in the valley of Gibeon? Well, that's a more popular story for some of you who may remember the story of Joshua, how he stopped the sun and moon. Anybody remember that story? That's in Joshua chapter 10. Well, of course, you know, in Joshua chapter 10, or in various chapters to that, Joshua had gone and taken the city of Ai, or Ai, I don't know how it's pronounced. But, so the people heard, some of the people heard, you know, what Joshua had done, and, you know, they made their league unto Joshua, you know, the city of Gibeon, which was one of the royal cities, a lot bigger than Ai, you know, and then they, you know, when some of their enemies heard that they had aligned themselves with Joshua, they came up against them to destroy them. So these people of Gibeon, you know, they sent word to Joshua to come and rescue them. So let me read this to you in Joshua chapter 10, and I'm going to read from verse 6. Joshua 10, verse 6. Let me just read a few verses there. Joshua 10, find it here, and verse 6. Okay. So, that's the background to the story, but you know, let's skip through the rest of the story and just read this. Then the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not your hand from thy servants. Come up quickly and help us against the kings of the Amorites and all these people. So, you know, well, Joshua, you know, thought about it, and the Lord said unto him in verse 8, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thy hand. There shall not a man of thee escape, and so on. So Joshua went down there, and the Lord discomfited them before Israel. The Lord just wiped out their enemies and so forth like that. And that was in the slaughter of Gibeon. Finally, you know, they kept on killing the people, and the sun was going down. And Joshua said, well, I need some more time to finish this work. So he said in verse 12, let the sun stand still. Amen. Over Gibeon. And let the moon stand still over the valley of Ajalon. You know, so, and the Bible says that, my goodness, the sun obeyed Joshua, and the day stayed, and the sun was going down, but it stayed until Joshua finished all of his business, destroying all his enemies. And so in Isaiah 28, when the Lord was saying he will rise up and, you know, be like he did in the valley of, you know, in Gibeon and all these places, these are the things he was referring to, how he stood up and did valiant things and was strong and mighty in battle for the king, I mean for the children of Israel. Now listen to this story in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I actually will not read this story because I've talked on it so many times, but I'm going to just one verse there in verse 13 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Now this time was Jehoshaphat, of course, you know, grandfather to Hezekiah. So Jehoshaphat was facing a dire situation here in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And the armies that came up against him and so forth were more than what they could handle. But listen to how he approached it. He said in verse 12, Jehoshaphat said, 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, I said 13, but I want to read 12. And he said, look, O thou Lord our God, will thou not judge these people? For we have no might against this great company that is come against us. Neither do we know what to do. He said, at 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 12. But he said, but our eyes are upon you, Lord. And that is the secret. That is the beginning of your deliverance. From all of the problems that you are facing, turn your eyes unto Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Never mind the magnitude of the problem. Maybe you are sinking. Maybe your problems are sinking and so forth. You need to say like Jehoshaphat said, look, I have no strength to go against this situation, but my eyes are upon you, Lord. Hallelujah. And as soon as Jehoshaphat made it God's fight, then the Lord was strong and mighty in battle for him. Hello, somebody. When you make the fight the Lord's fight, then the Lord will be jealous for his name. And you know the rest of the story, how the Lord, you know, spoke a word in the midst of the assembly and told Jehoshaphat that don't worry about it. Tomorrow you go down against them and I will do a great thing. And you shall not need to fight, the Lord told him. You will not need to fight, in verse 15, you know, against this great multitude. Because that battle is not yours anymore, because you have made it the Lord's fight. Amen. Amen. If you make your fight, the Lord will take it out of your hands. And he will fight for you. And of course, the Lord did fought for them and slew their enemies with a great slaughter that day, you know, and it was wonderful. Of course, Jehoshaphat, he praised the Lord even before that. As soon as he heard the word of promise, you know, then he worshipped and praised the Lord, appointed singers to go in front of the army to praise the name of the Lord. But the what we are bringing out here is that Jehoshaphat made it the Lord's fight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, David, of course, you know, also, you know, grandfather to Jehoshaphat. Nobody knows better in that Bible how to make a fight God's fight than David. He knew that from since he was a young man. And all through his writings, he always said things like that. The Lord is my shield. And he is my salvation. He has also become my song. He is my rock and my high tower. He is my defense. Hallelujah. You know, he always said these things, you know, because he knew how to hide behind the Lord and make it the Lord's fight. Now listen to what he said in Psalm 27. And this is David's testimony. And if you can make this your testimony, also it shall be well with you every time. Amen. Amen, amen somebody. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That's Psalm 27 and verse 1. When the wicked, and even my enemies and my foes came up to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Hello? When your enemies and anybody gather against you, they will stumble and fall in Jesus' name. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Because I've got the captain of the Lord's host on my side. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And as long as I turn the battle over to the Lord, it will be well with me and I will not fear. Because the Lord is going to hide me in the time of trouble. He shall hide me in his pavilion. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Now listen to this, Psalm 28. I'm just going to read a few more verses to encourage you, and then we are going to pray. Psalm 28 and verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Hallelujah, somebody. If you make the Lord your shield, and if you make him your strength, then he will help you. And you trust him with all your heart. He said, therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. And he said, the Lord is the strength you know, of his people. He is their saving strength, even the saving strength of his anointed. Hallelujah. Are you the anointed of the Lord? Does not the Bible say, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm? You know, if you are God's anointed, then God, he will be your strength. He will be your strength, he will be your saving strength. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Now listen to how God wins the battle for his people. And, you know, things that he does for us when we turn it over to the Lord, realizing that God is strong and mighty in battle, you know, then, you know, he'll do these things for us. Listen to Psalm 44 and verse 3. Talking about the children of Israel, how God took them through their travails in the wilderness and vanquished all their enemies before them and finally brought them to the promised land. Psalm 44 and verse 3. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. He said, but thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hast a favor unto them. When the Lord undertakes your battle, this is what happens. The Lord clears and discomfits your enemies and brings you into the promised land. Amen. And he said, look, through thee, verse 5, we will push down our enemies. Through thy name, we will tread them under, those that rise up against us. Is that your testimony today? You know, when they go to the courtroom and so forth, the prosecutors and the defense attorneys and all of these people, you know, sometimes they challenge the witness and say, is it your testimony that such and such? Well, is it your testimony today that you know that through God you can push down your enemies? Is it your testimony that you know that through God you can run through troops and leap over walls? Is that your testimony this morning? Listen to verse 6 of Psalm 44. For I will not trust in my own bow, neither shall my sword save me. Now, bows and arrows and swords, that's what they use in those days. So basically, he's saying, look, I'm not going to trust in the arm of flesh, but I am going to put my trust in the Lord. He said, look, in verse 8, in God I will boast all day long, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Hallelujah. In Exodus chapter 14, the Lord is going to show himself again here, strong in battle, mighty in battle on behalf of the children of Israel. Of course, he had just delivered them by a strong hand from the land of Egypt. And they had crossed about 3 days or so into the wilderness. And Pharaoh was charging down, God had in his heart, and he charged down on them to bring them back. And the pillar of fire stood between the camp of Israel and the camp of Egyptians until God made them to go over, and then he destroyed their enemies. You know the story. But listen to what the way that the man of God, Moses, listen to what he said to the children of Israel when they were faced with this Red Sea. It seemed like there was no place to go. They couldn't go back because, you know, Pharaoh was in their back pursuing them. The only thing that kept Pharaoh from charging down them was the pillar of fire that stood. God put those, fiery things, walls of fire, you know, and those chariots, you couldn't go through the fire. They kept, you know, they just kept going back because God just kept them at bay. This is what the man of God said, verse 13 of Exodus 14. Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more. And the Lord shall fight for you. Can I get an amen on that? The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And God told them again in Psalm 46 and verse 10. He told them the same thing. Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. And I will be glorified in the earth. I will glorify my name even among the heathen and so forth. When you turn it over, you know, to the Lord, when you make the challenge that you are facing, you know, make it God's fight, you know, then God is going to do great things for you. Last but not least, turn with me to Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6. And I'm going to close with this as we pray this morning. And I'm going to challenge you something here today, you know, that the Lord wants me to ask you. Zechariah chapter 4. And I'm going to read verses 6 and 7. And God is going to tell us and challenge us in this verse here that all that you face, the only way that you are going to win is going to be by His own Spirit. He answered and said, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Now you can put your name there, you know. This is the word of the Lord unto, put your name there. Saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now that's the word of the Lord unto you in here this morning. That your victory is going to come not by might. Your victory is not going to come by power, but it's going to come by the Spirit of the Lord. Because He is strong and mighty in battle on your behalf. And listen to what He said about the mountains that you are facing today. Who art thou, O great mountain? And this is the Lord speaking on your behalf now. Before Zerubbabel. Now, you can put your name there. Amen. Amen, people. How many of you know that the word of God is eternal? If I see Zerubbabel here, because the word of God is eternal, I can slot my name right there. And it worked the same way for me like it worked for Zerubbabel. And I can say, you know, who art thou, O great mountain, before the house of the Adeyemis. Hello, somebody. I can say that, and I've already said it, you know. Thou shalt be a plain. Amen. Because I've turned it over to the Lord. You know, I've made it God's fight. And the Lord is going to rise up on my behalf. He's going to bestir himself and be wrath as he was in the valley of Gibeon. And he's going to bestir himself like a man walking out of sleep and like a lion, a wounded lion. He's going to rise up on my behalf because I've made it his fight. Amen. And he's going to bring forth the headstone, the arrow with shoutings of grace. You know, the Lord, let me tell you this revelation of the, I think I've told it here once before, of this great mountain that the Lord once, you know, showed me. And you know, when you're standing right beneath a very high mountain, you cannot see the top of that mountain. It's hard to see it because of the sharp elevation. How many of you know what I'm talking about? I mean, like, let's say you're standing right below a building that's about 100 stories tall. You're standing right in front of that building. It'll be hard for you to see the top of that building because it's so high up. You know, it's very hard. You know, that elevation is too sharp for your neck. You got to stand back and see a more gentle elevation before you can see the top of that building. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, you know, when I saw myself standing beneath that mountain, you know, I mean, the mountain just completely overwhelmed. You know. But then when the voice of the Lord said, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. What? So, you know, after standing back and so forth, a few feet, and I lifted all my eyes, my goodness. And I saw a sight that made my heart glad. Over and above this mountain that looked so big to me, there was this colossal figure. That's the only way I could describe it. And he stood astride the mountain like this. And the mountain completely dwarfed that mountain. How many of you can say amen? That's right. Your mountain that looks so big to you, if you turn it over to the Lord and make it the Lord's fight, the Lord will dwarf that mountain. Because the Lord is bigger than anything that you can face. In fact, He is higher than the highest. He is greater than the greatest. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. The Lord challenges you this morning. And He wants me to tell you that I am the Lord, He said. The Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle for you. The letter and the handwriting that you have received, it's not just against you, but it's against my name, said the Lord. Bring it before me and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Now, some of you have received, you know, because God always gives a word in season. You know, you may have received bad tidings, evil report. You know, it could be about anything. You know, this man, he received a letter you know, that they challenged him to surrender his life, his city, his armies, his country, everything, you know. And he said, well, you know, I'm going to turn it over to the Lord. And you saw the end of that. The Lord went through and blew away his enemies. I didn't read the rest of the story to you, but the Lord actually wiped them all out. You can read that whole story in Isaiah 37. Towards the end of it, you see how the Lord destroyed, you know, all the people of Sennacherib and so on. Wiped them all out. And even Sennacherib himself went back to his own country. He fled after all his enemies were destroyed. And right there in his own house, somebody came there and killed him. You know, because he reproached the name of the living God. God took over the fight. Praise God. And the Lord wants to take over the fight for you today. Now, is there something that you want to spread before the Lord this morning? Remember, the Lord is strong and mighty in battle. Just like Hezekiah spread that letter. And now, you may have a letter physically with you, or you may not. But there may be something in your heart that has been a burden. I want you to come and spread it before the Lord this morning. And I'm going to wait a few minutes and see if there's somebody here that wants to spread that thing. Come and spread that letter. Come and spread that burden. Come and spread that hurt that is in your heart. Come and spread it before the Lord today. And see how God will stand up on your behalf, just like he did for Hezekiah. Now, I am also going to challenge you here this morning that when you do this, leave it to me, saith the Lord. Now, you can't be struggling the steering wheel with the driver. You are going to be in a crash. Hello, somebody? You are sitting, you know, with the driver, and the driver is driving, and you are struggling the steering wheel. You're going to end up in a crash. You let the driver drive the vehicle. The Lord wants to be in the driver's seat. The Lord is the pilot of your life. He is the captain. He's the author and finisher. I want you to spread it before the Lord this morning. Now, everyone that is here this morning, come closer. Come closer to the altar here. I'm going to invite you to just kneel down before the Lord. Not before me. You know. And just lay your burdens down before the Lord. The Bible says, let us come before the Lord. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. And let us lay our burdens down. And I want you to pray and let God see your heart. I want you to start your prayer this morning by saying, Lord, you are the very God. You are the great God. You have made heaven and earth. You are the one that does anything that you want in the armies of heaven and also upon the earth. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion that we shall never diminish. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Lord of hosts, the strong and the mighty in battle. You are the one that has parted the Red Sea, made it a heap on each side, and made a ransom to go over on dry land. You are the one that has cut down the gates of brass. You are the one that has broken the bars of iron. Now, O Lord my God, do for me today, as you have done in the valley of Gibeon, as you have done in the mount of Perazim, do also for me today. Hallelujah. Do for me, Lord, today. Sustain yourself, O God. Be jealous for your name. Because this reproach in my life is not only against me, but more so, it is against your name. Because I am your child. I am named by your name. Therefore, stand up against this reproach, Lord, and glorify yourself, that all the people may know that you are a God that answers our prayer. Now, if you are here this morning, maybe it is a report of evil health. Maybe it is. I don't care. It doesn't matter what it is. Not that I don't care, but it doesn't matter what it is. You know, the Lord knows what it is. You lay it before the Lord. Even you may have received a letter that terminated your employment. You may have received query on your job. You may have received anything. You lay it before the Lord today. You know, and anyone that has said to you no, remember the message from last week. Jesus says yes. Jesus says yes. Jesus says yes. God has called you blessed. Nobody can call you cursed. God has said you will be above. Nobody. God has lifted you up. Nobody can put you down. Hallelujah. Jesus has healed your body. No doctor can tell you that you are going to die of a disease. That word will not come to pass. Because God has healed your body. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Will you believe the report of the Lord this morning? Will you lay before the Lord your burden? Lay it before me, saith the Lord. And who art thou, O great mountain, saith the Lord? Before my people, thou shalt be made a plain. And I will bring forth the great headstone, even the rejected stone, and he shall be the head of the corner in their lives. Behold, I lay in Zion a rock and a sure foundation. And if you shall believe on this rock, you shall never be put to shame, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Lord, I thank you for your people in here this morning. I thank you, Lord, because you have done great things. You have said in your own word that have I done all these things and brought these deliverances to these people to bring them to this place only to hand them over to the devil for him to play ping pong with their lives. He said, no way, I will be jealous for my name. Hallelujah. Lord, be jealous for the name of the Lord in the lives of all these your people that lay their bodies down today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, the Lord of hosts, that the man of war who is strong and mighty in battle, his name defends you continually and give you according to your own heart's desire. Remember all your burnt sacrifice and your offerings, and the Lord bring you into a place of rest to the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says, amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet and give the Lord a big hand clap here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen.